This is Dr. Inigo redictating a disability evaluation for a claimant by the name of Justin Eric Moreno. Date of birth, September 4, 2002. Case ID number is 513-8394. Date of exam, September 15, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Wilson C. Tsai, dated 5/17/22. Identifying information. This is a 20-year-old single male who presented to my office in a wheelchair with his mother to evaluate allegations of Angel Man syndrome and seizures. The claimant has never worked, and he graduated high school in a special education class. At the present time, he lives with his mother and his sister in a house, and his mother is presently retired from Walmart and separated from the father of her son. The claimant has been on disability for approximately 16 years. Allegations, number one, Angel Man syndrome, number two, seizures, history of allegations. The mother states when the claimant was approximately 2.5 years old, he was diagnosed with Angel Man syndrome, secondary to multiple congenital anomalies. The claimant had symptoms of being fidgety, insomnia, aggressiveness, increased jerks, comma, would get easily excited, comma, and was hyperactive. The claimant does have a tendency to be aggressive. He is unable to communicate with anybody, even his own caretaker. The claimant does not talk. He is unable to attend to his own physical needs and wears a pamper. The claimant needs to be cared for 24 hours a day, 7 days out of the week. He is unable to bathe himself, feed himself, or do toilet necessities on his own. He does follow simple commands, but is unable to function at a normal level. Allegations number two, seizure disorder. The mother states that since birth, the claimant has had grand mal status epileptic seizures. She denies any trauma, comma, tumor, comma, cerebrovascular accidents, comma, drug withdrawal, or infectious disease. The claimant has not had a seizure in 4 years and has not been in the emergency room since 2016. His postictal symptoms include sleeping, comma, twitching, comma, and decreased appetite. He is presently on clonazepam, 2 milligrams, 2 tablets, QHS, and clonazepam, 1 milligram, 2 tablets, QHS plus 1 tablet when he starts to twitch. He is also taking gabapentin, 100 milligrams, 3 tablets, QHS. He was diagnosed with seizures epileptica and grand mal seizures, which appear to be fairly well controlled with the medication he's taking. In 2009, he had a EEG that was performed, which was very abnormal, almost continuously general spikes of slow waves. He has also had multiple EEGs, which have been abnormal. CT scan was normal, and his MRI of the brain was normal. The claimant is wheelchair-bound at this time, but is able to ambulate, but because of his aggressive behavior, he has to be tied down in a wheelchair when they go out. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block, comma, stand 4 hours, comma, climb 4 steps, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is ambidextrous, but is unable to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, drink from a cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes or put his clothes on by himself, comma, and can probably lift approximately 1 to 2 pounds above his head. As noted earlier, when he goes out, he has to be placed in a wheelchair and bound because of his hyperactivity and aggressiveness. His physician at this time is Dr. Sai and also Dr. Mariano Salinas. He is presently on no medications for pain, and the claimant is able to run and walk, but uncontrollably, and they're unable to control his actions. Family history. The father is 45 and in good health. The mother is 45 and also in good health. Medications, gabapentin, 100 milligrams, 3 tablets QHS. Clonazepam, 2 milligrams, 2 tablets QHS. Medical problems, Angelman syndrome, seizure disorder, mental retardation. And hyperactivity. Major surgeries, none. Social history, nobody in the family smokes. Alcohol, nobody drinks alcoholic beverages. There is nobody else with a seizure disorder except for the claimant. Substance abuse, there is nobody in the family who uses marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.9 Fahrenheit, weight 183 pounds, height 5 feet 2 inches, BP 130 over 75 mmHg, heart rate 67 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 33, general. This is a 20-year-old male who appears to be much younger than his stated age and is in no acute distress. The claimant was very aggressive and hyperactive and appears to have a high level of mental retardation. His mother appears to be a reliable historian who also presented with the claimant for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant does have somewhat of an abnormal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleral ictresis with nota or conjunctival petechiae. We were unable to do a fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils secondary to the claimant being very aggressive. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, other lesions were noted, and the claimant appeared to have all his teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and there were no lesions in his nares. We were unable to check for his pupils, but they appeared to be somewhat equally round and reacted to light. We were not able to evaluate extraocular movements. His visual acuity was not evaluated, but the mother states that he is able to see well, and he appears to have the ability to see confrontational visual fields. Snellen vision, unable to obtain, secondary to claimant being uncooperative, aggressive, and having a a mental retardation. Mother states that he is able to see. Neck, could you please drop down to neurological. The claimant was alert but was not oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. He is unable to speak and his mood was aggressive for the time. He does not have any clear thought processes and has no cognitive or very poor cognitive function. The claimant is unable to concentrate and he's not able to communicate or any information about orientation to time, place, person, or situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 appear to be grossly intact. The claimant's gait is asymmetric, unsteady, and ontalgic. And although he is able to ambulate, he was placed in a wheelchair and fastened secondary to the mother being unable to control him and secondary to his aggressiveness. He does use the wheelchair very often, especially when he goes out. He has no hand-eye coordination or finger-to-nose, secondary to not being able to follow my commands. He was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam, and we were not able to evaluate the Romberg sign. Muscular skeletal. Could you please drop down to assistive devices? He does require an assistive device of a wheelchair when he goes out, although the mother states that he is able to walk and run with an ontalgic gait. Neurological. Grip strength is +3/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 appear to be grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were increased at +3. We were unable to evaluate sensory examination, but he does appear to be sensitive to light touch and pinprick. There is evidence of mild muscle wasting and muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle some small objects, but is unable to use a cup or to use a fork. He has to be fed with finger food. He does not hear or speak well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, where he has to walk and run at an asymmetric, unsteady, and ontalgic gait. He is unable to heel and toe walk, but is able to walk at an ontalgic gait. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally. However, the claimant is able to grab and appears to be very strong in his grip. He was very aggressive, and it was difficult to evaluate. But he did grab his mother and was somewhat forceful. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows some muscle wasting and fatigue. We were unable to evaluate the claimant's visual fields or his visual acuity, but the mother states that he is able to see. He is unable to communicate at all at this time and does have severe restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to Angel Man syndrome and seizures. Probable diagnoses: Angel Man syndrome, confirmed with physical examination and medical records. Does not appear to be doing well, but is stable at this time. His condition is guarded. The claimant requires 24-hour care by his mother and a provider. Number two, seizure disorder, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. The claimant has not had a major seizure in 4 years. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Justin Eric Moreno.